team ID number label into the 90 FM studios, located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 37. In fifth place with 5,200 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 5,675 points is Tin Man. In third place with 6,220 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 6,315 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. In first place with 6,940 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us.
Hey, Connor, before we go any further, I just want to say the answer to the last question was General Electric Profile. General Electric Profile. We did accept GE Profile, but the word profile had to be there. Thank you.
Here are the point values for questions in hour 37. Question 1 is worth 0 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 0 points. Question 5 is worth 90 points. Question 6 is worth 40 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 70 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in hour 37. Question 1 is worth 0 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 0 points. Question 5 is worth 90 points. Question 6 is worth 40 points. Question 7 is worth 25 points. And question 8 is worth 70 points. All right, hour 39, question 1. When sitcom character Mike Brady tells his son Peter about his experience when, as a youngster, he had a crush on a girl and became so tongue-tied that Mike had to draft a letter to the girl in order to communicate with her. What is the first and last name of this girl? Once again, hour 39, question 1. When sitcom character Mike Brady tells his son Peter about his experience when, as a youngster, he had a crush on a girl and became so tongue-tied that Mike had to draft a letter to the girl in order to communicate with her. What is the first and last name of this girl?
Trivia 44 and Aubrey Giordana.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain.
back, trivia players. Now, again, for question one of hour 39. When sitcom character Mike Brady tells his son Peter about his experience when, as a youngster, he had a crush on a girl and became so tongue-tied that Mike had to draft a letter to the girl in order to communicate with her, what is the first and last name of this girl? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back. I have your answer for question one of hour 39. When sitcom character Mike Brady tells his son Peter about his experience when, as a youngster, he had a crush on a girl and became so tongue-tied that Mike had to draft a letter to the girl in order to communicate with her. What is the first and last name of this girl? That answer was Polly Ledbetter. Once again, question one of hour 39. Answer Polly Ledbetter. Question two of hour 39. Big screen character William Costigan sent a compact disc to Colin Sullivan in an envelope. On the jewel case was a phone number, a name, and instructions to play now. The jewel case was the cover of a classic rock album. What is the name of that album? Once again, question two of hour 39. Big screen character William Costigan sent a compact disc to Colin Sullivan in an envelope. On the jewel case was a phone number, a name, and instructions to play now. The jewel case was the cover of a classic rock album. What is the name of that album? Good luck, trivia players.
Yeah.
Once again, trivia players, question two of Hour 39. Big screen character William Costigan sent a compact disc to Colin Sullivan in an envelope. On the jewel case was a phone number, a name, and instructions to play now. The jewel case was the cover of a classic rock album. What is the name of that album? Good luck, trivia players.
I'm all over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come all over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come all over, baby. We got chicken in the morning.
Question two of Hour 39. Big screen character William Costigan sent a compact disc to Colin Sullivan in an envelope. On the jewel case was a phone number, a name, and instructions to play now. The jewel case was the cover of a classic rock album. What is the name of that album? That answer was Exile on Main Street. Once again, the answer to question two of Hour 39, Exile on Main Street. Now on to question three of Hour 39. Shopping at Boar Mart isn't as simple as you would think. Nearly everything in Boar Mart needs a simple tool to assemble it, including the meatballs. What is the name of this handy little tool? Once again, question three of Hour 39. Shopping at Boar Mart isn't as simple as you would think. Nearly everything in Boar Mart needs a simple tool to assemble it, including the meatballs. What is the name of this handy little tool? Good luck, trivia players!
To ease
Let's see about question 3 of hour 39. Once again, shopping at Boar Mart isn't as simple as you would think. Nearly everything in Boar Mart needs a simple tool to assemble it, including the meatballs. What is the name of this handy little tool? Good luck, trivia players!
Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm your bike? Let them see you're up for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm your bike? Let them know by the ring. Well, they said going steady is not the proper thing. They say that we're too young to know me. I don't know I love you, and that you love me too. Oh, darling, is it so? And I beg of you, won't you have my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm your wife? Let them know I love you so, and let them know by the ring, and let them know by the ring, and let them know by the ring around your neck.
Phones down, phones down in the back. I have your answer to question 3 of hour 39. Shopping at Boar Mart isn't as simple as you would think. Nearly everything in Boar Mart needs a simple tool to assemble it, including the meatballs. What is the name of this handy little tool? That answer was Snorflingausen. Once again, the answer to question 3 of hour 39, Snorflingausen. We are now on to question 4 of hour 39. When Don Lockwood is setting a mood to attempt to express his feelings for Kathy Selden, he takes her to a sound stage. Across from the stage entrance, there's a large poster promoting a movie. What is that movie? Once again, question 4 of hour 39. When Don Lockwood is setting a mood to attempts to express his feelings for Kathy Selden, he takes her to a sound stage. Across from the sound stage entrance, there's a large poster promoting a movie. What is that movie? Good luck, trivia players!
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a bit. Take it off too.
once again, trivia players. Question four of hour 39. When Don Lockwood is setting a mood to attempt to express his feelings for Kathy Seldon, he takes her to a sound stage. Across from the sound stage entrance, there's a large poster promoting a movie. What is that movie? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back. I now have the answer to question four of hour 39. When Don Lockwood is setting a mood to attempt to express his feelings for Kathy Seldon, he takes her to a sound stage. Across from the sound stage entrance, there's a large poster promoting a movie. What is that movie? The answer is Chance of the Jungle. Once again, the answer to question four of hour 39, Chance of the Jungle.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's Success Inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Welcome back. We are now on to question five of hour 39. Fifi the Flea, it is said, fell in love with another flea at the flea fair. What did Fifi's love do in the flea fair? Once again, question five of hour 39. Fifi the Flea, it is said, fell in love with another flea at the flea fair. What did Fifi's love do in the flea fair? Good luck, trivia players.
The
Once again, trivia players, we are on question 5 of our 39. Fifi the flea, it is said, fell in love with another flea at the flea fair. What did Fifi's love do in that fair? Good luck, trivia players.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew. Well, this cat's name is a alley-oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. He can knuckle your head before you count to fall. He got a big ugly club and a head full of how. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Close from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like, what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. Get him, man.
Hillsville.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. I now have your answer to question 5 of hour 39. Fifi the flea, it is said, fell in love with another flea at the flea fair. What did Fifi's love do in the flea fair? That answer is clown. Once again, the answer to question 5 of hour 39 is clown. On to question 6 of hour 39. A hip band released a single which did not do very well. The band then reappeared in a movie where they performed that song, which was then re-released on a different label. On the re-release of that single, the cover resembled a matchbook where the members' heads were in place of the match heads. What is the name of this single? Once again, trivia players, question 6 of hour 39. A hip band released a single which did not do very well. The band then appeared in a movie where they performed that song, which was then re-released on a different label. On the re-release of the single, the cover resembled a matchbook where the members' band, where the members' heads were in place of the match heads. What is the name of this single? Good luck, trivia players.
Just a little bit longer.
Once again, trivia players, question 6 of hour 39. A hip band released a single, which did not do very well. The band then appeared in a movie where they performed that song, which was then re-released on a different label. On the re-release of that single, the cover resembled a matchbook where the members' heads were in place of the match heads. What is the name of the single? Good luck, trivia players!
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Dang it, dang, dang, dang it on
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my uncle whisper, please adore me. And when I look, the moon is there to go. Oh, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own.
Bomb, Phones down in the back. I have your answer to question 6 of hour 39. A hip band released a single which did not do very well. The band then appeared in a movie where they performed that song, which was then re-released on a different label. On the re-release of the single, the cover resembled a matchbook where the members' heads were in place of the match heads. What is the name of this single? That answer is You and Me and the Bottles Makes 3 Tonight. Once again, the answer to question 6 of hour 39, You and Me and the Bottle Makes 3 Tonight. On to question 7 of hour 39. An Olympic athlete once said that his opponent always defeated him because he was able to psych the athlete out. In fact, he once said the following. He looks at me from the wings. He works on me like a python on a rabbit. What is the first and last name of this intimidated athlete who just couldn't seem to win? Once again, trivia players, question 7 of hour 39. An Olympic athlete once said that his opponent always defeated him because he was able to psych the athlete out. In fact, he once said the following. He looked at me from the wings. He works on me like a python on a rabbit. What is the first and last name of this intimidated athlete who just couldn't seem to win? Good luck, trivia players.
Let's go! I just got pissed!
Welcome back, trivia players. Once again, question 7 of our 39. An Olympic athlete once said that his opponent always defeated him because he was able to psych the athlete out. In fact, he once said the following. He looks at me from the wings. He works on me like a python on a rabbit. What is the first and last name of this intimidated athlete who just couldn't seem to win? Good luck, trivia players. The following. He looks at me from the wings. He works on me like a python on a rabbit. What is the first and last name of this intimidated athlete who just couldn't seem to win? That answer was Theodore Bogdanovsky. Once again, the answer to question 7 of our 39, Theodore Bogdanovsky. On to question 8 of our 39. Speaking of rabbits, according to show credits, what is the first and last name of the television character who once said, plain as day to a half-witted rabbit? Once again, the question for hour 8, the question 8 of hour 39. Speaking of rabbits, according to show credits, what is the first and last name of the television character who once said, plain as day to a half-witted rabbit? Good luck, trivia players!
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes. Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo Choo?
I got my fare.
just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Here in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight through the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Come on, I'm calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So, Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
Get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
All aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Once again, trivia players, question 8 of hour 39. Speaking of rabbits, according to show credits, what is the first and last name of the television character who once said, plain as day to a half-witted rabbit? Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. I have your answer to question 8 of Hour 39. Speaking of rabbits, according to show credits, what is the first and last name of the television character who once said, plain as day to a half-witted rabbit? That answer is Red Connors. Once again, the answer to question 8 of Hour 39 is Red Connors.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Connor Godfrey. It turns out coasting an SUV with no brakes downhill to the scrapyard isn't a good idea after all. Police say a 28-year-old man found that out Tuesday evening when he attempted to drive an SUV to a scrapyard in Jamestown, 60 miles south of Buffalo. Officers tell the Post-Journal of Jamestown that the man told him he had disconnected the battery before coasting down a hill to get to a nearby scrapyard. Police say he also told them that the 1995 Chevrolet Tahoe had no brakes. Officials say he was unable to stop at an intersection and collided with another vehicle. He and the other driver suffered minor injuries. The man was charged with reckless endangerment, failure to stop at a stop sign, and having inadequate brakes. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it is cloudy with a 50% chance of precipitation. It's 31 degrees outside. All the top five teams, the point out values from Hour 38 and Question 1 of Hour 40 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Manboy from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure. Why are you calling me Doc?
What's your team name?
I've been hypnotized.
What's the story behind that?
When we were in college, we watched a lot of David Letterman, and he used to look at the camera and rub his eyes and say, I've been hypnotized.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Looney Tune character Henry Hawk is probably the one that describes us the best.
Why is that?
He's small and tough.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
Suffer a suck attack.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Humphrey Bogart Asian.
Perfect. What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
Omelets.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Wisconsin.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
Well, if I remember my lollipop commercials, it's the same. It's 1, 2, 3.
How would you describe the odds?
Older than dirt, wiser than me.
Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
I thought it was just like the sound effect of a hiccup.
Can you try that for me? If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
If I was him, wow. Oh, how would I seduce him?
Do you want to seduce him?
Well, I've thought about it. I mean, doesn't everybody find him a little bit attractive?
I guess you're right.
Just a little. And that's all it takes.
All right. What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Well, there's this one station in Creve Coeur, Iowa.
Come on. Which one is it?
Actually, there is, but you've got them by just the nose. WWSP 90FM.
That's what I like to hear. For Trivia Focus, I'm Manboy. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Yeah.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 39 is Ninjas. Once again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway is Ninjas. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 38. In fifth place with 5,450 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 5,940 points is Tin Man. In third place with 6,485 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 6,580 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. In first place with 7,205 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 38. Question 1 is worth 0 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points.